Her building sat at the border between worlds. Walk uphill toward Nob Hill, and the streets grew cleaner, quieter, lined with Victorian facades and corner cafes. Walk downhill toward the Tenderloin, and the sidewalks cracked like fault lines, the air thick with something metallic and desperate. She lived at the edge, where grace met grit. Waymos crept through the intersections below, slow and patient, their sensors blinking. In Los Angeles, you were always in your car, always in traffic. Here, even the cars drove themselves. She'd crossed the threshold for the first time, and her breath came easier. Through the windows, the Salesforce Tower pulsed colors, blue, green, purple, cycling endlessly, like the world's most expensive screensaver. She was home.
But something else was changing too. Something beyond her control. She'd started noticing it on her walks through the city. Billboards that hadn't been there before. Bus shelters with provocative messages in clean sans serif. Stop hiring humans. Another one, darker. Artisans won't complain about work-life balance. AI companies with names that sounded like science fiction. Anthropic, Scale AI, Adept. The coffee shops were filling again. The co-working spaces hummed with new energy. Not the old energy, the pre-pandemic frenzy of unicorns and IPOs, but something different, quieter, more serious. OpenAI in The Mission, Anthropic in Soma. The empty office towers lighting up again, floor by floor. The dead city was breathing again, and Nora wasn't sure if that was real or just another promise.